Caviatus. What did he say? Klotz. The guy is angry.
Angry? Klotz's feelings are hurt. His plane is moments from disaster, but he cannot escape the dynamic dictated to him by his culture, in which subordinates must respect the dictates of their superiors. In his mind, he has tried and failed to communicate his plight, and his only conclusion is that he must have somehow offended his superiors in the control tower. In the aftermath of the Kennedy crash, the management of Avianca Airlines held a post-mortem. Avianca had just had four accidents in quick succession, and all four cases, the airline concluded, had to do with airplanes in perfect flight condition, aircrew without physical limitations and considered of average or above average flight ability, and still the accidents happened. In the company's Madrid crash, the report went on, the co-pilot tried to warn the captain about how dangerous the situation was. The co-pilot was right, but they died because, when the co-pilot asked questions, his implied suggestions were very weak. The captain's reply was to ignore him totally. Perhaps the co-pilot did not want to appear rebellious, questioning the judgment of the captain, or he did not want to play the fool because he knew the pilot had a great deal of experience flying in that area. The co-pilot should have advocated for his own opinions in a stronger way. Our ability to succeed at what we do is powerfully bound up in where we're from, and being a good pilot and coming from a high power distance culture is a difficult mix. Colombia, by no means, has the highest PDI of all, by the way. Helmreich and a colleague, Ashley Merritt, once measured the PDI of pilots from around the world. Number one was Brazil. Number two was South Korea.